Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And good morning, I'm Joe.
Where is your homework, young man?
What do you mean homework? I don't do homework. The dog ate it.
The dog ate it?
The cat ate it.
Okay.
It got wet in this thunderstorm this morning.
It's dry out this morning, Joe.
Well, not when I spit on it 5 times. And Anyways,
how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Are you here? Are you in attendance?
Let me check. Yep, I'm here.
Okay, you look very nice today, too.
Well, thank you. Yeah. As always, Kat looks beautiful in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's in here shaking their head except for Kat.
So I have a trivia question for you.
Oh, no, not so early.
From associatesdegree.com.
Oh.
The question is, do students still get spanked in school?
They should. I mean, sorry. Despite the fact that spanking is on a sharp decline with parents and is often discouraged by medical professionals, many high schools still use corporal punishment as a form of discipline. 21 states allow corporal punishment. In those states, many schools do not even notify the parents if they have to use or they have used corporal punishment on their child.
Yeah, that's not right.
I don't know.
I mean, beat the little guys, but at least tell their parents.
I'm glad that when I got corporal punished, they never called my parents.
Really?
Because it would have been double dipped.
Oh, okay.
I was thankful that they kept it quiet.
I remember there was paddling when I was in elementary school.
I can remember one time in junior high, I got in a fight, and they put me in front of the window, and the principal said, "Bend over, count the cars." And before I could say one, I said, "Ouch," first.
Oh. So I have a joke of a hint.
Oh.
From Jokes for Us. Jokes for Us is my favorite website.
I like it.
Good jokes.
Jokes for Us. It just sounds so...
Jokes for Us.
Elegant.
Rather than Jokes for You.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to mess you up. Jokes for You. No. A mom and dad were worried that their son not wanting to learn math at the school he was in, so they decided to send him to a Catholic school. And after the first day of school, their son comes racing to the house, goes straight in his room, and slams the door shut.
Mom and dad are a little worried about this and go to his room to see if he's okay. They find him sitting at his desk doing his homework. The boy keeps this up for the rest of the year. At the end of the year, the son brings home his report card and gives it to his mom and dad. Looking at it, they see under math an A+. Mom and dad are very happy, and they ask the son,
"What changed your mind about learning math?"
The son looked at mom and dad and said,
"Well, on the first day when I walked into the classroom, I saw a guy nailed to the cross plus the sign at the back room behind the teacher's desk, and I knew they meant business."
Oh, my. He was nailed to the plus sign in the back of the room. Sorry, all you Catholics out there. We didn't mean to offend.
No, I just think it's funny because this kid going there, somebody nailed the cross. Woo!
They're serious about math. So what do you think our theme is today?
Running?
No.
No?
No.
Homework?
No. We are getting close.
Running to do homework?
Getting closer.
No, man. I don't know. Something schoolish or something.
Yeah. High school.
Oh.
Did you like high school?
No.
Me either.
I was the youngest and smallest kid in my class, and I was the kid who got picked on all the
time. Me too.
If somebody wanted to prove a man, they're like, "Let's go get Danko. I'm a man." Yeah, I'm the weakest and littlest kid in the class. You know.
Aww.
I started school at 4.
I was going to say, you were little?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Back in the day when I can remember being that size.
Wow, cool. So our curious word today is prom.
Ooh.
From content.time.com, which is Time magazine.
I went to 2 proms.
You did?
Yeah, there was a young lady who did horticulture, and I did electronics, and so I went to her prom, she went to my prom.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah.
I went junior and senior year.
Never saw her again.
No?
No.
Because of prom?
Don't know. I was a nice man. I didn't try nothing.
Well, maybe that was why.
Because her daddy would have kicked my behind upside down the other.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, prom.
The word prom is short for promenade, or promenade.
Promenade.
The formal introductory parading of guests at a party. The prom can be traced back to the simple co-ed banquets the 19th century American universities held for each year's graduating class. A growing teenage culture pushed proms younger and younger, and by the 1940s, the adolescent dance we know today had almost entirely taken hold.
In the 1950s, a thriving post-war economy allowed high schools to eschew the traditional gymnasium in favor of proms held at the hotels or the country club. President Kennedy rescheduled a $1,963,000 a plate fundraiser at the Beverly Hilton to accommodate a local school whose prom had been booked for the same time. In 1975, President Ford's daughter Susan held her high school prom at possibly the best location ever, the White House.
Ooh, can you imagine going to prom at the White House?
I don't think you could do it now.
No, I don't think
with
so.
With security being so stinking tight?
I bet not.
I mean, just think of all the goodies you could hide inside those prom dresses.
Did you really just say that?
That was one of the ones I should have thought about before I let it slide.
Yeah, quiet. Think quietly, Joe. Quietly. Oh, my.
I'm talking about bottles of beers.
I have a top 10 list.
Right. With 10?
No, 9.
So we're 9/10 of the way there today.
From
okay.
littlefivers.com. The top 9 first day of school illnesses.
Ooh.
First one, number 10. Number 9, freshman myalgia.
Ooh. Number 8, hand, foot, and hacky sack disease.
Mm-hmm. Number 7, oh, I had this one. I still do. Adolescent sleeping sickness.
Ooh. Number 6, Crohn's disease.
Number 5, algebra mycosis.
Ooh, that would be a nasty one.
That would mm-hmm. be. I think I had a touch of that, too.
Number 4, swirly phobia.
Oh, number 3, history plasmosis.
Mm. Number 2, toe hepatitis. Ow.
No, two hip. Two hepatitis.
That's what I said.
No, he didn't.
I said toe hepatitis. Two hepatitis.
The number 1 first day of school illness.
Insculenzia. Wow.
Oh, I had a few of those. I had an allergy to gym class.
Oh, I was certainly in the freshman group.
Yeah.
Well.
From dumbcriminals.com.
Right.
This is called Wrong School. Monday, May 9th, 2005, filed under robberies. A man was suspected of robbing a school. While in court, he asked why some schools had alarms, and the judge said,
"Why do you want to know?"
The suspect replied,
"Because the one I robbed did."
He was charged with 5 years in prison for breaking in and entering in a school. Yeah. They are called dumb criminals for a reason.
Wah, 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 wah. God, I can't believe that. No, I can.
Yeah, sure.
So from story time today.
Yeah.
From lifesmith.com.
Mm-hmm.
These are excuse notes from parents. And now there's some original spelling in here, so we'll have to do that for you. Collected by schools from all over the country.
Yeah, this is not supposed to be all pink. Anyway,
yeah.
Number 1. My son is under a doctor's care and should not take PE today. Please execute him.
Number 2.
There's nothing to say about that.
No. Just let it go. Because number 2 is just as bad. Please excuse Lisa for being absent. She was sick and I had her shot.
Dear school, please excuse, E-K-S-C-U-S-E, John for being absent on January 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, 32nd, and also 33rd.
Don't know what month that was, but boy, it was a good one. Number 4, please excuse Gloria from gym today. Gym is G-I-M. She is administrating.
Oh, my.
I almost snortled into the mic on that one.
I think you did snortle into the mic, actually.
Good thing for the cough button.
Number 5, please excuse Roland from PE for a few days. Yesterday, he fell out of a tree and misplaced his hip.
Number 6, John has been absent because he had two teeth taken out of his face.
What? Just better than other places to have your teeth taken out of. Oh, number seven. Carlos was absent yesterday because he was playing football. He was hurt in the growing part.
How exciting was that?
Who knows what that meant?
Number eight. Megan could not come to school today because she has been bothered by very close veins.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nine.
I think the term was varicose, not very close.
Number nine. Chris will not be in school because he has an acre in his side. Ouch.
Jeez, I wonder if that was from the South. Number 10, please excuse Ray Friday from school. He has very loose bowels. Can't use those A's too many places.
Run, go, stop.
I-O-U-U-U-U-U.
Oh, number 11. Please excuse Pedro from being absent yesterday. He had the bleeps.
Number 12. Please excuse Tommy for being absent yesterday. He had diarrhea and his boots leak. Didn't want to know that. Didn't want to know that one.
Well, these are real excuses. That's what you got to remember here. 13. Irving was absent yesterday because he missed his bust.
I can feel for Irving. Number 14. Please excuse Jimmy for being. It was his father's fault. Wow.
Oh, goodness. Number 15. I kept Billy home because she had to go to Christmas shopping because I don't know what size she wear.
Oh.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Oh. Hopefully that wasn't to the English teacher.
Number 16. Please excuse Jennifer for missing school today. We forgot to get the Sunday paper off the porch, and when we found it on Monday, we thought it was Sunday.
That's my favorite.
Mm.
Sally won't be in school a week from Friday. We have to attend her funeral.
Oh. Number 18. My daughter was absent yesterday because she was tired. She spent a weekend with the Marines. Bite tongue.
Please excuse Jason for being absent yesterday. He had a cold and could not breathe well.
Wow. Number 20. Please excuse Mary for being absent yesterday. She was in bed with cramps.
Gloria. Oh, my gosh.
I think it might have been cramps.
Gloria was absent yesterday as she was having a gangover. It's when a lot of you drink too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 22. Please excuse Burma. She has been sick and under the doctor.
Marianne was absent December 11th through 16th because she had a fever, sore throat, headache, and upset stomach. Her sister was also sick, fever, and sore throat. Her brother had a low-grade fever and ached all over. I wasn't the best either, sore throat and fever. There must be something going around. Her father even got hot last night.
That was a good one. Number 24. Please excuse little Johnny for not being in school yesterday. His father's gone, and I could not get him ready because I was in bed with the doctor.
Oh, my. We have some fast facts. I just don't even know what to say after that. No, I'm just thinking,
could you imagine the administrator getting those notes and reading them?
Like, what?
I can imagine the teacher's just going... Hey, boss, come here. You got to read this.
This is from TheGuardian.com.
Fast facts it is.
The first schools were set up by the ancient Greeks and Chinese a very, very long time ago. There have been various sorts of schools in England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales for many centuries.
But, unbelievably, it wasn't until the Education Act of 1944 that secondary education was free for all pupils in England and Wales. Ask your granddad or your granny or the teacher. They might remember it.
Schools around the world come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, but most of them will have classrooms, a playground, a hall, a library, and a canteen where you can have delicious or disgusting school dinners. This was written in English. This was written in Great Britain.
That was easy for you to say. That's all, folks. The last school, you may think that your school and your teachers have been there forever, but extreme factors, you would be wrong. Terribly, terribly, woefully wrong, because schools come and schools go.
On a place called Caldy Island, which is off the Pembrokeshire coast, go on, get an atlas. The local school has opened and closed several times during its long history because the number of children on the island rises and falls.
Interesting. The biggest school, it is generally agreed that the biggest school in the world, the school with the most pupils, is the City Montessori School in Lucknow in India.
The school was set up by a Mr. and Mrs. Gandhi in 1959. It has more than 32,000 pupils. Can you believe that? 32,000? That's bigger than a lot of universities. In fact, that's bigger than a lot of towns.
That's huge.
It is huge.
Ooh. The biggest schools in Great Britain and Ireland have around 2,000 pupils. So, City Montessori School is 16 times as big as most schools here.
The smallest school in the UK is Holy Island Church of England First School. It usually has fewer than a half dozen children.
Wow. In Australia, there is a famous school of the air where pupils in remote areas learn by listening to special radios.
School of the air. I like that. Yeah. I like that. The best school in the world is probably Springfield Elementary or Bikini Bottom Elementary. But, of course, these aren't real. They're fictional schools in The Simpsons and SpongeBob SquarePants.
I like that Bikini Bottom. The best school in reality may be Chelmsford Country High School for girls. The pupils get great exam results there.
The worst school. Perhaps you think your school is the worst in the world. Well, you'd be wrong because there have been many, many, many worse schools in your school, however bad it may be. Really, honestly.
In Victorian schools, a big room would often be divided up into classrooms using curtains. And imagine all that noise. And the windows were built high up in the walls to stop children daydreaming. And in some schools, there are as many as 100 children in class.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh.
That's a lot of kids.
Oh, I can see some of my teachers with more than the 20-some students we had.
Yeah?
What was your worst teacher?
Oh, he was my worst teacher, but he probably did the best things for me in the long run. His name was Mr. Stitt. God rest his soul. He was so mean. He was so mean.
How mean was he?
He was so mean. The pencils would break when he'd just look at them.
That's mean.
That's mean. But he was the one that suggested I go into journalism. He saw one of my writing pieces and suggested that I send it to the local newspaper. And a career was born.
There you go.
Yeah, so it made up for him being so mean.
I had a teacher by the name of Mrs. Bokarist. Hated that woman.
Why?
Because I had her 2 years in a row, one for history and one for geography.
Yeah.
But I love her now because of her class, I know more about history and geography.
See, there you go.
But it doesn't beat my fourth grade's teacher.
Yeah.
I don't remember her name. I don't care to remember it. But I know she had fingernails that were 19 inches long. And when she didn't like you, she'd come up and just ground them into your head.
Ooh.
She was so mean, she made us miss Halloween school parade.
Aw.
Shut the door on us.
Aw.
Made everybody go by.
Aw. Breaking my heart.
I hated her.
So I got some jokes.
Okay.
Jokes and quotes. From biz.coloradostate.edu.
Coloradostate.edu. Yes. Okay.
I'll be honest. I did not graduate at the top of my class. In fact, I was so close to the bottom, my sheepskin had a tail.
I remember my guidance counselor. The guy studied for years for his job, and the deepest thing he ever said to me was, "You have your whole life ahead of you."
I'd advise you graduates to keep your graduation gown. It's the only outfit you might not outgrow.
Ooh.
Ooh.
One thing you learn from looking at high school graduation photos, there's a fortune to be made in dermatology. Oh.
In my graduation picture, my nose is too big, my eyes are too far apart, and my mouth is lopsided. My face looks like it was put together by Picasso.
I'll have to tell you about that story in a moment. Graduation is when you separate the students from the athletes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
From Robert Orban, a graduation ceremony is an event where the commencement speaker tells thousands of students dressed in identical caps and gowns that individuality is the key to success.
True. Gary Bolden said, the families are extremely proud of you. You can't imagine the sense of relief they are experiencing. This would be the most opportune time to ask them for money.
Doug Larson, the trouble with learning from experience is that you never graduate.
James Darcy said, it is only when I finished the course and left my graduation diploma on the bus that I realized I'd become an actor.
And Gary Trudeau, you know Gary Trudeau.
I do.
Doonesbury. Commencement speeches were invented largely in the belief that outgoing college students should never be released into the world until they have been properly sedated.
Yeah. Wow. Sources unknown. One thing about the School of Experience is that it will repeat the lessons if you flunk the first time. True.
This one I love, George, from George Foreman. I think sleeping was my problem in school. If school had started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd be a college graduate today.
Yeah.
So this one I love, from jokesforus.com. John wrote an article in the school paper about how his chemical, dihydrogen oxide, has killed over 100,000 people in the world, although usually through inhalation. The story also went on that even if you wash your food, you can never get this chemical off. No matter what you do, you'll be exposed to this very dangerous chemical every day of your life until you die. The story finished by claiming that there needs to be a government research group founded to find the solution, yada, yada, yada.
Anyway, the local newspaper reporter read the story in his daughter's school paper and decided to follow up. Now, if you haven't figured it out yet, dihydrogen oxide is the correct name for H2O, or water. The deaths that he were quoting were from drownings. Anyhow, this reporter ran the article in the paper and started a local push for the government to study before they realized what the story was about.
Do your research, people. Do your research.
No, you've seen some of the... This morning, did you see this morning, a Catholic school had put Ellen DeGeneres on front of their publication for graduation.
Uh-huh.
They had to pull it back. First, they didn't have Ellen DeGeneres permission.
Uh-huh.
And then number two, they're sitting, this is a Catholic school.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of a bad, I mean, think about these things before you do them, you know? Which one?
A college physics professor was explaining a particularly complicated concept to his class when a pre-med student interrupted him.
Why do we have to learn this stuff?
One young man blurted out.
To save lives!
The professor responded before continuing the lecture. A few minutes later, the student spoke up again.
So how does physics save lives?
The professor stared at the student for a long time without saying a word. Finally, the professor concluded...
Physics saves lives, he said, because it keeps the idiots out of medical school. Yes. Jane was talking to Miss Darby, her teacher, about whales. Miss Darby said it was physically impossible for a whale to swallow a human because even though it was a very large mammal, its throat was very small. Jane stated quite clearly that the Bible says Jonah was swallowed by a whale. Irritated, Miss Darby reiterated that a whale could not swallow a human. It was physically impossible. Finally, Jane murmured,
when I get to heaven, I will ask Jonah myself.
Miss Darby continued, what if Jonah went to hell? Very smartly, Jane replied,
then you can ask him.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ow.
Ooh. Not good.
Now.
Got another top 10 list.
Yay.
The top 6 life lessons learned from high school.
Top 6 life lessons learned from high school.
From littlefivers.com.
Oh, okay.
The best chefs wear a toque, not a hairnet.
This must be from Colorado. One toque over the
line. No, T-O-Q-U-E. It's that chef hat.
Oh, that toque.
Goodness.
You can get a second chance, but you can't repeat a grade in advance.
Number 4, the amount of time it takes to make it down the hall and out the front doors after pulling the fire alarm is directly proportional to how out of shape the vice principal is. We got to laugh out a cat from that.
That was good. Those mean kids that used to pick on you grow up to be very nice people, particularly when you interview them for a job. Yep.
Sticks and stones may break your bones, but the football captain still gets the prom queen.
Yeah. And the number one life lesson learned from high school?
Getting stuffed into a locker prepares you for moving into your first one-room apartment.
Ta-da!
Wow. I have another top 10 list, and this one actually has 10.
Ooh.
This is from David Letterman from CBS.LateNight.com.
Coolness.
Top 10 reasons I decided to become a teacher.
Ah.
Number 10. I hope to live up to the teachers who inspired me, like, what's her name?
Yeah, there you go. Number 9. It's no fun saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day by myself.
8. Honestly, I didn't pay much attention the first time through school.
Ooh. Number 7. Kids need to know the moon landing was faked.
Ooh.
Ah.
Number 6. If I could make a difference in just one student's life, well, that wouldn't be a very good average.
Oh. Number 5. The glamour.
Number 4. You work long hours, but at least the pay is bad.
Number 3. Hoping to teach in an all song and dance high school like Glee. Yeah, no.
In the summer, I can watch all the losers go to the office.
And number 1, I want to help kids talk good.
Oh, my.
That is just wrong in so many levels.
That is so wrong. So you said you had a story.
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to think of some of the high school events and stuff like that. You know, I was considered stupid.
No.
Oh, I was.
No.
So my parents decided they were going to put me in vocational wing.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I love this story. It's not a bad story, but it's a good story, but it's a bad story.
Oh, okay.
The cheapest thing my parents could find in all the vocational wings mm-hmm. was to put me in electronics class because it was the cheapest to buy stuff for.
Really?
Because it was only $60 for the tools that you needed. Everything else was more expensive.
Uh-huh.
Cosmetology, auto body, and all this other stuff. Well, here I am, how many thousands of years later, and I'm still in the electronic industry. So what was meant to be, how can we get rid of this kid in the cheapest fashion possible, turned out to be a lifelong study.
Yeah. And you're doing very well with that today as a business owner.
Yeah, well, life is good.
Life is good. Yes, sometime. Life is good. School kind of sucks sometimes, but life is good.
Tell you, when you were the littlest of kids, and I was, I started school at 4, so
wow.
and I graduated at 17, so I was
me
all,
too, so did I.
I mean, and then I graduated June 15th, on June 30th, I started college because I had to get out of, I was getting out of home.
Oh my gosh.
So I went to college at 17.
Wow.
Not a good decision.
No, especially for boys.
Yeah, it was.
Boys are a little less mature than girls.
And in those days, you could still get beer under 21.
Okay, then.
Because you get 3-2 at 18.
Ooh, 3-2. Yeah, yuck. Ooh.
Hey, we were stepping up.
Lemonade.
But the local toy guy, store guy.
Yeah.
He was from a country from which we'll not mention names.
Okay.
We could always get Boone Farm from him.
Oh, Boone's Farm. Oh, and Little Annie Green Springs. Okay, this was a show about high school. Why are we talking about booze? I have ruminations.
It's high school.
From ruminate.com.
Ruminate.
My favorite part of high school graduation parties is telling the young person that I hid a $100 bill somewhere in the cake, then watching him destroy his own celebration, only to learn I was lying. Kids need nowadays to learn these lessons early.
How do I know I'm older and wiser? I used to skip school to watch MTV. And now I just skip MTV. Yeah.
None of the other kids at school liked me very much. I think that's why I was so unpopular. Well, it's been fun. This is all we have for today. I'm Kat.
No Irish blessings?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm Joe.
And together we're...
Kat Soup. Kat Soup.
Kat Soup. The best of internet humor on the radio.